WoodsBasementSystems.com. That's WoodsBasementSystems.com.
Come rain or come shine, call Woods Basement Systems. We are Woods, we fix basements for your peace of mind.
Woods is now hiring all positions.
This is Larry Connors, and I think I drove by your house the other day. It looks great, but I noticed you might have some shingles missing and maybe some other roof damage. Take a moment to call my friend John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Take care of it before everyone else starts calling, before the thunderstorms start pounding us. That way, next time I drive by, I won't have to worry. I'll know your home is protected. John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Gear up for winter driving this Thursday through Sunday at Firestone Complete Auto Care. Get $100 off any purchase of $500 or more. See store or drive at Firestone.com for details.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
It's Monday. All of you who are weak and weary and confused and tired of trying to figure out why you can't make something work, you can't find a charger, you can't understand why it's not holding a charge, I lost all my contacts, what happened to my music, how do I buy a TV, it's confusing, what size screen, how many HDMI inputs, blah, 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 blah. It is confusing. We have a guy who will simplify some of this stuff. You have an issue with something you own or a question about something about you're thinking about buying, it's Jose Hernandez time. And he's brought to you by Window World, the original $189 window and the number one selling replacement window in the United States. I think you know how this works. For those of you who don't, it works like this. You call right now. I'm going to give you the numbers. Jose will have a monologue, and then we'll take your calls. First come, first serve. Here we go. 3-1 and anything electronic, anything gadget, gizmo, TV, phone, computer. He's here for you. 314-969-KTRS. That translates numerically to 314-969-5877 or 888-550-KTRS. I would call now if I were you. Ladies and gentlemen, here's Jose Hernandez.
Hey, everybody. Hey, Jose.
I can tell by the way you said, hey, everybody, you're in a good mood.
I'm pretty much always in a good mood, Frank.
You kind of are, and that concerns us.
Is it disconcerting?
Yes. No one working in a radio station in 2015 should be in a good mood.
Well, I don't
certainly
do that much.
Not all the time.
I don't do that much work, so.
Well, he's honest about it. At least he's honest. I don't have anything except to say one of the tremendous results of the technology we have today is the fact that when something happens, as happened in France, 2 hours later, I was watching live streaming video from France. And,
yes.
You know, not that many years ago, you would have had to wait several hours till somebody could fly videotape back over here and we could put it on TV. It mm-hmm. wasn't that long ago. So And the other thing, I guess, too, is how quickly response to some horrible tragedy like that is also thanks in part to social media and the way people can communicate quickly. So that's really, I don't have any problems, issues. You guys got anything? Something driving you nuts? No?
No tech issues.
That's a good sign, I guess. Jose, what do you have?
If you're interested in SD memory cards, head over to Amazon today. Amazon's going to have a daily special today through Christmas. Today's special is memory cards are about 83% off.
That's a pretty good discount.
If you're looking for a smartphone for, a preteen that just has to have one, Walmart is selling a $10 LG track phone. It is equivalent to the first iPhone. It runs on an older version of Android, runs on KitKat. It's $9 and I think it was 82 cents, and then you get your month-to-month plan with it. It'll do Netflix. It'll do all the fun things that they want to do. And for $10, if it gets broken or destroyed, it's not really too bad.
And speaking of Amazon, as of Friday, if you had stock in Amazon, so far this year, and we're just halfway through November,
you made 113% on your money.
Now, you know, this is the kind of thing, when I read it, I'm going to kick myself, because then you're tempted to go, I could have gotten by Amazon. But then you think, nah, too late. Yeah, too late. Should have gotten in a year ago. And then a year from now, if it goes up another 113%, you'll go, oh, should have gotten in a year ago. I still believe it's really the insiders who benefit from all that stuff. But I don't think Amazon's going away. What do you think? I think Amazon's still going to be doing great things.
Yeah. It would be hard to imagine something that's going to get rid of Amazon.
That would take them down.
Except another competitor that does what Amazon does.
Yeah, and that's what I always think about. Like, well, if I bought a little of that stock, I mean, throughout history, you see giant companies take a tumble, lost 60% of their value because of a suit or a product of malfunction. But they don't make products. I'm trying to think, what could go so horribly wrong with Amazon?
They make the Kindle. They made a cell phone.
Amazon did?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
They're into making products.
Okay.
It's similar to what happened with IBM PCs when Dell came along. Everybody thought that IBM was the de facto standard for PC manufacturers, and then you had companies like Gateway and Dell and HP, Compaq all break out and start making PCs. So I presume that along the way somebody will figure out how to do one of the thousands of functions that Amazon does better to them than they do and start a niche market.
And how does a name like Dell, which not that long ago, you couldn't turn on TV without, hey, dude, you're getting a Dell.
Right.
And I never hear of Dell now.
No.
What happened?
They still sell a lot of corporate accounts. You see, you go in a lot of businesses and you see all their computers are outfitted Dell.
And servers. They missed the whole iPad tablet market.
Yeah.
That's a significant
market. They're still trying to sell desktops when a lot of people are veering away from those. Here's make you a little sad. If you were to buy Amazon stock the opening day,
I don't want to hear this.
May 16th, 1997, you could have bought a share of stock for $1.73.
Oh, my goodness.
And today it closed at $647.81.
Oh, my goodness.
Don't embarrass them by looking up Netflix 2 years ago and what it is today.
You know, the first person I ever heard say the word Netflix was Paul Harvey when he used to work here. He used to, remember that? And he'd talk about $8 a month and they'd send you in the mail two DVDs and you send it back whenever you want. There was no late fee. I still remember that. And I just thought, let's see how long this lasts. Well, and quickly, kind of on but off the subject, Jose, have you watched Bloodline on Netflix?
I do not have Netflix, so the answer is no.
Okay, there you go. What else you got?
We have a birthday and two deaths.
Hmm.
Apple is going to be shutting down Beats Music at the end of the month. Beats is that company they bought from Dr. somebody.
Dr. Dre. Really? The headphones and everything will be going away?
No, the headphones are going to stay. The music service known as Beats Music will be going away.
They tried to jump into the music service.
Well, Apple did a good job. Well, Beats Music was ahead of them. They only launched Apple Music on June 30th. The reason, you might ask, why have they waited till now to kill it is because they just released the Android app called Apple Music for Android. Beats is able to run on both Apple and Android products. So Apple's going to convert everybody who has a Beats account over to the Apple Music, depending on what your device is.
Okay.
And I know it's hard to believe, but Sony has finally decided to kill the Betamax.
No, say it isn't so. Finally decided. I thought it was dead 25 years ago.
Yeah, that's the best part, is not the fact that Sony decided to pull the plug, that there was a plug to pull.
What does that mean? That up until now, they were actually making Betamax?
They were making Betamax cassettes till just recently.
Wow.
The final Betamax recording equipment rolled off the assembly line in 2002. Format came out in 75 and 76. A little company called JVC created a competitor called VHS. By 1980, VHS format was in 60% of the households and ultimately won the format war. It had a good run through the 80s and 90s, and by the mid-2000s, however, DVDs had surpassed VHS tapes. Sony did get a wind out of DVDs, though. You remember a little company called Toshiba?
Sure.
HDDV?
Sure.
Yeah, Sony Blu-ray beat them. The last HD DVD was released in 2008. And the birthday, happy birthday to the USB. 20 years old.
Oh, my goodness. I thought you were going to say 10.
Nope. Universal Serial Bus is a single universal connector to replace serial and parallel ports.
I think we all knew what USB stood for, didn't you, Pete?
Sure,
Dan?
Absolutely.
Yeah, sure. You think we're stupid?
I apologize.
Heck yeah.
In that case, let's take some calls.
All right, they're ready. One more time for the phone numbers. Pay attention. 314-969-KTRS. That's 969-5877 or 888-550-KTRS. Bob is the lucky first person up. Bob, say hi to Jose.
Hello, Jose.
Hello, Bob.
How are you?
I'm excellent. How are you?
Good. My question is, I have a TiVo DVR. I no longer have satellite or cable. I'm strictly over the airwave. I'm having a problem with reception on particularly days like today where it's rainy and cloudy.
Yes.
With the picture breaking up. I have talked with the TiVo people, and they say my signal strength is not strong enough for the requirements of a DVR to put an amplifier on.
Mm-hmm.
I've put an amplifier on, and I've had like four different antennas, not the rabbit ear antennas, just the little square or plastic ones that you stick to your window or whatever.
Right.
I'm still having the problem. Is my solution going to have to be an outside antenna, or I still have the dish on top of my roof from when I had dish many years ago? I was wondering if the cables, if I put an antenna on a roof where that is and use those cables that would go to the TV, if that would improve my reception.
It would improve it. I don't know by how much. Back in the days in the 60s, we had those big aerials that everybody put on the roof of their houses.
Yeah,
to get.
I have one on my house now.
That's the same thing you can use to receive the HD television signals.
Right.
The other thing you might want to think about, depending on your internet connectivity, is they make cards that you can put into a computer that are TV tuners that will use the internet to tune the television.
And that will improve the signal to the DVR?
Absolutely.
So I would just contact my carrier. I have AT&T U-verse.
Yep, I would chat with AT&T.
Bob, I can tell you, I have an antenna. 100 years ago, I had a company come out and put an antenna on top of my house, on the roof of my house. And it's been the same antenna for 29 years. It's crystal clear no matter what the weather. It makes all the difference sometime if you elevate and get it on the outside of the house.
Well, on my other TVs in the house, I don't have a DVR. It's just the antenna, and I have no problem at all. It's just for some reason with the DVR, the requirements for a signal strength, they've had me do the test and see what the signal strengths are, and I'm around 60. And they say I need a minimum of 80 to get a good signal. So the antenna in itself is not, I don't think it's going to solve my problem other than an amplified signal with an outside antenna up, you know, above.
I would try the outside signal first before the amplifier.
Okay. But you still think I would be better to go with U-verse, AT&T, and talk it over with them and see what...
It's another solution if you don't want to have to put an antenna in and try and run the antenna wires down into the house.
Yeah, well, I'm on an outside wall. It wouldn't be a difficult thing to do.
Well, then I would look into the big aerials.
Okay. Would it need to be an amplified one or just an aerial on itself?
Frank, yours isn't amplified, is it?
Yes, it is, actually. There's an amplifier in the attic.
Then I would say yes, amplify it.
Okay.
Get all you can get.
You bet.
All right. Thank you so much.
All right. And now it's time for my joke that I've told 50 times. Did you hear about the aerial and the antenna that got married? Not much of a wedding, but a great reception.
Thank you.
Hey.
Thanks, everybody.
And now Mel is here, unless he decided he doesn't want to be part of this. Mel, say hi to Jose.
Hi, Jose.
Hi, Mel.
Hi, gang.
Mel.
Hey, Mel. I'm A in the CM.
That's close enough. Thank you.
Well, you know, bad reception probably
mm-hmm.
on your side.
Mm-hmm.
Here's my question. I'm looking at buying a new computer, either a desktop or now I'm seeing all these all-in-ones. And a few months ago, you mentioned the top three things to look for in buying a computer as far as speed and if it's an Intel or AMD processor. I was wondering what those were and... what's your thought about these all-in-ones?
All-in-ones are kind of like giant tablets. They're along the lines of laptops, as far as I'm concerned. They're more susceptible to heat issues because all of those components are packed really tight in there. And
okay.
if a component breaks in those, it's not necessarily you can just fix that one thing. The whole thing kind of goes away.
Thanks. Okay.
For the amount of money you want to spend, it's processor speed. And if those are equal, it's hard drive size. And if those are equal, it's the amount of RAM available for the system to use for processing.
Okay. How can you tell what AMD processor is the best in the Intel?
It depends on what you're going to do with them. If you're going to do surf the web and do Facebook and that kind of stuff, Intel or yep. AMD are going to be just fine.
Okay.
AMD is a graphics manufacturer by trade that makes CPUs. Folks that do a lot of heavy-duty processing, CAD drawings, architects, tend to lean toward the Intel side. But for what you're going to do, the difference between the two chips and their architectures is going to be unnoticeable.
Okay. Well, thank you, sir.
You're welcome, sir.
Thank you, Mel. And Darren, it's your turn. Say hi to Jose.
Good afternoon, folks.
Daryl?
AM and a PM.
Darren, rather.
Hallelujah! Jose, thank you so much for taking our calls and listening to our problems and helping us out.
You're welcome.
Hey, listen, I have a desktop that is about 3 years old. It's an HP. Had no problems with it whatsoever. Approximately 6 weeks ago, while I'm on my web browser, if you're not using or moving the mouse, the screen will freeze on anything you're using it on.
Porn.
So in other words, if you try to bring up a website and click to another website or click something on that website, the screen will actually just freeze until you move the mouse around. And as long as you're moving the mouse, it will run fine.
Okay.
Any ideas?
The first thing I do is unplug the mouse from the USB port and plug it into another one. Power the machine back on and let it recognize the new port the mouse is plugged into.
Okay.
The second thing is it may be the first signs of a mouse going bad. So if that doesn't work and it continues that, if you could get another mouse somewhere and see if that makes a difference.
Sure.
If that doesn't make a difference, then I would uninstall underneath systems options the USB hubs and let them reinstall and reboot and see if that solves a problem.
And reinstall. Trying to write as fast as I can.
No problem.
I thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Darren, you could be looking at EPVSF, it's called in the business.
What?
Excessive porn viewing screen freeze.
Ooh. But it's the mouse.
After a certain amount of pornography viewing, a screen just it's enough, and it freezes. That could be it.
Too much slow-mo.
Thank you, Darren.
Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
You too. And Don, it's your turn. Say hi to Jose.
Hey,
whoa, there he is, Don.
Como esta, Jose?
Muy bien, you too.
Hey, I have an iPhone 4S, and I've got two things to do. One is get a new one, like a 6S.
Yes.
And two, I'm operating under iOS 6 point whatever right now, and I haven't upgraded, and a lot of the apps are no longer functioning because I haven't upgraded. What I'm worried about is losing my contacts
okay.
on the phone. Is there any reason I should be worried?
Oh, always.
Okay.
Wear glasses. You won't lose your contacts.
Yeah. Oh, I
see what I did?
Yeah. But the worry isn't based just because it's an Apple product. Android products, computers all the time. There should be some apps available for you to back up your contacts.
Okay.
Either as a, what they call it, a VCF file.
All right.
And either email it to yourself or store it offline.
Okay.
And then so that you have a copy of it. Once you get, if you're going to a new iProduct, the transfer should be easily handled by wherever you purchase it from.
All right.
They may not want to do it immediately depending on how busy they are.
Sure.
But okay. If not, just set an appointment, pop in and see them and transfer them over. Should be an easy transfer.
Back up my phone to my MacBook. So
okay.
I know they're there.
Good.
But I worry about getting them back on a new product. So no problem.
No.
As long as I back it up.
Right. So if you've got an Apple based backup of it, then you should be okay.
All right. Thank you much, sir.
Good luck.
Thank you, Don. Let's get Alan in here. Alan, say hello to Jose Hernandez.
Yes. Hello, Jose. I'm AM in the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. We have an antenna up on a mast outside, just receiving the local HD channels.
Yes.
And I have a Panasonic DVD tuner recorder. so that we can tape one show on one station and watch another station.
Okay.
It was working fine. And then all of a sudden one day I went to put a disc in to watch something, and the disc drive, DVD drive, will not function. It will not turn the DVD.
Okay.
I've tried to get a hold of Panasonic. Is there any place locally that would work on this or be able to troubleshoot it for me?
I would think so, but I don't know offhand what it is. The first thing I'd do is head to the internet and do a search for Panasonic service in the St. Louis area.
Okay.
And some company has to be listed as a Panasonic service partner.
Okay.
And give them a call and tell them what you got going on.
All right. Thank you very much.
Good luck.
All right, thank you, Alan. We'll close it out with Steve. Steve, you're the last contestant or guest or whatever you want to be. Say hi to Jose.
Boy, am I the lucky one.
You're the lucky Jose. One.
Hi, Steve.
I am in the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Jose, I'm running Windows 8, and I keep getting the reminder on my screen to install Windows 10.
Yes.
And every time I see it, I remember you telling us not to do it yet and hold on.
Correct.
I'm just wondering if anything's changed there, if you've heard from any Windows users or know if the initial problems still exist.
Windows just came out with a service update to Windows 10. It's not a problem fix. It's just an update, according to the Windows folks. In actuality, it's likely a problem fix. I would say anytime probably toward the middle end of January, it will probably be safe to go ahead and upgrade to Windows 10 with the understanding that once you've done it, you have 30 days to opt out of it. The Windows 10, and when it installs that way, gives you a 30-day window to try it. And if you don't like it, there are specific instructions, the GUI interface, you can back out and go back to your operating system that you were using prior to Windows 10.
Oh, that's good to know.
If you've got some programs that are critical for you, I have a listener that I've been communicating with a lot lately, Sister Mary. She has a couple programs she's concerned about that if she goes to Windows 10 won't function. Contact the manufacturer of the programs. And if you don't know who that is, if you run the program and go to help about, it'll tell you either the website or who the company is. And see if they've got either a Windows 10 version, or they may have worked through the compatibility function of Windows 10 so that the software will operate as if it were running on Windows 8 or Windows 7.
Okay, I got you. I think I'll hang on for a couple months then yet.
Good deal.
Thanks.
Thank you, Steve. And sadly, ladies and gentlemen, we're out of time. But the good news is there's always next Monday. Jose, you want to do this again?
Yes, please.
He'll be here next Monday, Jose Hernandez, courtesy of... Window World, number one selling replacement window in the United States, the original $189 window company. If you'd like to get in touch with Jose, here is his email address. It's real easy. Even if you're driving, you can remember this. TechQuestions@KTRS.com. That's TechQuestions@KTRS.com. We thank Jose. We thank Window World. And we thank Bruce. We thank you guys for the Nintendo music. Good job. They're very consistent in the way they play that. I have the honor of doing the commercial for Landolf myself on Mr. Landolf's behalf. He is unavailable. Hopefully he's selling a whole bunch of cars. But I have a couple things you might find very interesting. First of all, I've had a lot of cars. I've bought a lot of cars. I've leased cars. I've paid cash for cars. I've made payments on cars. And every once in a while, and I'm not going to sit here and act like it's just GM that does it. Every once in a while, if you really search, you'll notice that a particular car maker will come out with an incredibly attractive lease plan. And they have reasons for doing that. They want to move some cars for whatever reason. So they make these very attractive lease offers, like the one I'm about to mention to you. You can lease at Johnny Landolf a 2016 Chevy Cruze for 36 months for $129 a month. Yeah, I'm with you. Yeah. Or you can write them a check for $4,500 and drive off in a new Chevy Cruze and just keep driving it for 2 years. 2 years. One payment, you're done, see ya. Now, you need to check with him about mileage and those and other specifics, but that's the heart of the offer. Or check this out. The Silverado, as I think everybody knows, is a fantastic pickup truck. They have still have some 2015 Silverado double cabs. You can get in one for 36 months. You know how many years that is? 36. Hang on a second. Let's see. 36 months.
36 months.
You're driving
12 years.
12 years.
Yes.
2015 Chevy Silverado, double cab for $259 a month. And by the way, they would actually let you pay $259 a month for 12 years.
Yes, they would.
It's actually 36 months. They also have a single pay option of $9,990. That's 24 months for you, and you're in the Silverado, and goodbye, and have a great 2 years in your Silverado pickup truck. They have, my goodness, cruises that start, if you just want the sticker price, the MSRP, as they say, $14,228. That's a brand new Chevy Cruze, and they have plenty of them. Some of them they like to not keep on the lot, obviously the 2015s. They also have 0% interest on a 2015 Silverado pickup for 72 months. So there's a lot to pick from here. But I'll close by saying something nobody else ever says. Other Chevy dealers have some good stuff, too, and some good deals, and some of them may be comparable. But here's what they don't have that's comparable. They don't have Landolf's people treating you the way Landolf's people treat their customers. If you don't know what I'm talking about, all that tells me is you have never shopped for a car at Johnny Landolf. Find out what I'm talking about. The only way you can do it is to give them a shot. That's all we ask. Give them a shot. You're shopping around. I don't care if you shop at 20 dealers. Please include and consider Johnny Landolf Chevrolet. The Washington Elizabeth exit off Interstate 270 or 24/7 at Landolf.com.
Meet me.
Let's get a look at traffic right now and see how things are moving along. Here's Tim Weiland.
Well, they've cleared an accident and opened up the two right lanes on southbound 55 south of 4500 South Broadway. So all lanes open, but things are jammed back from Highway 44 through 4500 South Broadway. They've also cleared an accident on eastbound 64 east of Highway 159 in Illinois, but look for about a mile and a half, 2 mile backup behind that. Southbound 170, it's stop and go from Page down through Highway 40. Southbound 270 from Dorset all the way down through Doherty Ferry. We have westbound 40 traffic slowing from Boyle out through McCausland. Eastbound 40, that's heavy, from it looks like Grand to the Poplar Street Bridge. And eastbound 270, we're running slow now from Missouri Bottom around the bend all the way through West Forest. And this traffic report is brought to you by Staples. They have everything your business needs at great prices every day, plus free shipping and up to 5% back when you sign up for Staples Rewards. Get more for less at Staples. Make more happen. From the St. I'm Tim Weiland with your Big 550 KTRS traffic.
Premier Heating and Cooling. For all your heating and cooling needs, call Premier at 636-916-1122 or on the web at premierheatingcooling.net.
Severe weather can happen at any time.
At any time.
Even if your power goes out, you can still tap the app. The KTRS app on your phone for the latest real-time updates on the latest weather conditions and warnings.
We keep the information streaming live at KTRS.com.
The Big 550 KTRS. Depend on it.
Fall is here, and you know what that means. Falling leaves and clogged gutters. Hi, this is Steve Mace with Aladdin Insulation. But in addition to insulation, we also install gutters and gutter protection for homes and light commercial businesses. The protection keeps leaves and unwanted debris out of your gutters. We can do 5 or 6 inch gutters depending on the water flow from your roof. A well-designed gutter system will also keep water from your basement. Aladdin offers various colors to match the style and color of your home or business. Installation normally takes 1 to 2 days. We do a thorough cleanup, and our customers get a final walkthrough inspection to make sure you're completely happy. Call Aladdin Insulation for a no-obligation estimate at 636-947-8000. That's 636-947-8000, or see our website at truteam.com. End clogged gutters forever with a call to Aladdin Insulation, 636-947-8000.
Suburban Leisure Center would like to demonstrate how to convince your wife that you need to buy gas logs for your fireplace. The next time a good storm comes up, she says,
"Let's build a fire."
Go out, bring in the wood, and accidentally track in mud, leaves, slush, whatever you can.
Oh, look at that.
Then mention you saw gas logs at Suburban Leisure Center. They look just like real wood, but unlike real wood, you don't have to go outside and get it.
Sure.
While out at the wood pile, find that special log that's been sitting deep in the pile.
Ah!
You know, the one that has spiders in it.
Ew!
Mention that creepy things never crawl out of gas logs from Suburban Leisure Center.
Uh-huh.
And always put another log on the fire just before she's ready to call it a night. Tell her you'll have to wait until the fire dies to come to bed.
Oh.
But if you had gas logs, you wouldn't have to wait until the fire goes out. You could just turn it off.
Wish we had gas logs.
And you can get a good price on gas logs at Suburban Leisure Center.
I get it. I see your point.
Suburban Leisure Center. On Olive, just a mile west of 141. Online at SuburbanLeisureCenter.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Dad gave me some wonderful gifts when I was a kid. A baseball glove, bikes, my puppy, Butch, when I was six. But his greatest gift, I never knew about until he was gone. Life insurance. Dad's life insurance made it possible for me to go to college, start a career, and even my own family. Now that I have kids, I know life insurance is one of the most important gifts I can give them.
I'm Brent Langdon from AIG Direct. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people with their life insurance needs. You could get a $250,000 term policy for just $14 a month. You could even save up to 70%. For a free no-obligation quote, call 1-800-900-1904. Why pay more than you should for life insurance? The call is free, takes 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call AIG Direct, 1-800-900-1904. 1-800-900-1904.
What happens when your computer goes kaput?
What? Oh, come on! Not now!
You could buy a new one.
Yeah, but have you seen my bank account lately?
Maybe have a friend try to fix it.
Oops. Sorry about that.
Or you could call the local experts. Computer Clinic. At Computer Clinic, they can bring a dead computer back to life. PC, Mac, whatever. At the lowest prices in the region. Stop procrastinating and call Computer Clinic now at 423-TECH. That's 314-423-8324. Computer Clinic can take care of any computer need you might have, including smartphone, iPhone, and iPad repair. If you own a business, then call Computer Clinic. And if you're on the internet, and who isn't, Computer Clinic can install programs or remove adware and viruses remotely. They even sell Android boxes, M boxes, and OT boxes. From network setup to data recovery, if it involves a computer, then Computer Clinic can do it. And they'll do it for a lot less than anyone in town. Call Computer Clinic now. 423-TECH. 314-423-8324.
How do you make an Emo's Pizza even better?
Not possible.
Here's how. By introducing Emo's new and improved ordering online system, complete with the new Emo's Beyond Compare Rewards program. Ordering an Emo's Pizza online is now simpler, quicker, and easier. Plus, when you join the Emo's Rewards program, you'll receive a free regular order of Provel Bites.
No matter the device, simpler, quicker, and easier. Plus, free Provel Bites. That is how you make an Emo's Pizza even better.
Just visit emospizza.com.
Listen each week to the Financial Safari with local retirement coach Jerry Means. Jerry says the best place to start when putting together a plan is to have the right definition of diversifying.
We have a lot of people come in. They do own small cap, mid cap, large cap, but they have all their money in stocks. And we think you should diversify among stocks, bonds, mutual funds, annuities. You know, it all boils down to the fact that all of the pieces of the financial puzzle need to fit together.
That's the Financial Safari, Sunday mornings at 10 on the Big 550 KTRS.
Oh, when the sun beats down and burns the tile on the roof.
Thank you.
And your shoes get so hot, you wish your tired feet were fireproof.
Blanket with my baby.
On a blanket with my baby. That's where I'll be.
If you like to chat, we have a couple of minutes. We don't care. Anything you want to talk about. No heavy stuff, please. 314-969-KTRS. That's 969-5877 or 888-550-KTRS. I was listening this morning to Gary Pinkel and his moving speech
and press conference, and then I wasn't able to listen to it anymore because we decided to go back to regular programming, you know, just before it really got to the heart of the speech. And I don't know, I don't understand some decisions sometime, but to those of you who email me going, what the blank, I have nothing to say about that. I was listening to it as well. And wasn't able to hear the end of it. I have the new Muni schedule. Now, I haven't been to the Muni for a long time. I'm not a big musical person, but I looked at this rundown for 2016. I thought I'd just, you guys, ask you which ones of these would you be interested in going to see? Because there are a couple in here. As much as I don't care for musicals, I would see these because I'm familiar with them. First up for the 2016 season, The Wizard of Oz. Would you go see that?
I would go see that.
Oh, Dan, you don't even have to answer.
I would go that to that.
Dan, you would jump on stage. Put him up. Put him up.
I will
jump on stage. Of course you will.
Yeah.
Peon?
No? You would probably list all these, and I would probably say no to all of them.
No, great supporters.
I'm not a big fan of
great supporter
musicals.
Of our St. Louis Muni Opera. 42nd Street, I don't know. I know it's an old, it's been around forever. 42nd Street. I don't know anything about what it's about. So I choose to remain ignorant about certain things and probably wouldn't see it. Music Man, the answer for me is yes.
I would probably go see Music Man.
And I would compare it, of course, to the movie with Robert Preston and Shirley Jones. And when I was a young lad and I saw Music Man, the movie, I was in love with that Shirley Jones. My goodness, was she beautiful. She was the librarian.
Yeah.
She was Marion the librarian.
Yeah.
And boy, was she beautiful. And Robert, you've got trouble with a capital T, and that rhymes with P, and that stands for poo. Thank you.
I don't know the story.
Well, he comes to town to convince them to buy instruments and start a band, a high school band or something like that. But Robert Preston is unbelievable in Music Man.
I went and saw Hello Dolly at the Muni, and I had to refresh my. I didn't know the story, so I had to have someone tell me the exact story about Hello Dolly, and I still don't remember it.
Well, it's Dolly. Shoot, I just lost it. Dolly,
yeah.
Levi.
Yes. Yes.
And. That's all I know. That's my whole knowledge of Hello Dolly. I just know that...
it was good, though.
That woman I can't stand, Barbara Streisand, I think was in the movie. Young Frankenstein, yes, I would see that.
But,
you're going to compare it to the movie.
I know.
You can't
have
do that.
Talented act. I mean, no offense to anybody at the Muni.
No, but Gene Wilder's not in it. You know.
Yes, and you know that movie specifically from those characters playing it.
And that might be the reason I should go see 42nd Street and not Music Man or Young Frankenstein. Mamma Mia, I can't because I was in such hell trying to watch that thing with Meryl Streep at the movie theater that I went to with my wife, that Mamma Mia with Pierce Brosnan and all those embarrassing people who were, you know what I'm talking about, the ABBA?
Yes.
Oh my goodness, now, was that horrible.
I like ABBA, so I might go see it just for the music.
I like
the
ABBA,
music.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fiddler on the Roof, great music. Great
I like
music.
ABBA normal.
Mm.
Well, that's Young Frankenstein. See what he did there?
That's a good. Recall joke.
That's very good.
Yeah. Recall joke.
And don't email and say, tell him it's Abby. No, he knows that. He was making an ABBA joke. Fiddler on the Roof, I would a rich man. Is this the little girl I carry? Is this the little... Dan, where's your harmonica? No, where's your harmonica? Get it, will you?
Yeah.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, one of the great songs... And this is unrehearsed. Let me make sure you understand. We did not rehearse this. One of the great songs from Fiddler on the Roof, Sunrise, Sunset. Dan, give me a key. Okay. Is this the little boy I carry? Girl, no, sorry, start over.
Okay.
Give me a key. Is this the little girl I carry? Is this the little boy at play? I don't remember growing older. When did they?
Wow. We never practiced that.
No, never.
No.
Hey, can somebody give me a hand with all this talent?
In a minute, Mike. Yeah. So, Fiddler on the Roof, and then we have Aida. Aida.
Aida.
I don't know. I don't know.
What is Aida?
I don't know. It's a big deal play.
Wow.
I don't know what it is.
Well, I'll probably go to at least three of them this year.
And you know what? Sure. The great Muni, like Forest Park being free, they still have the free seats, a tradition.
Yeah, they do.
At the Muni.
We used to talk about your dad going all the time. Does he still go and sit in the free seats?
I don't know if he... I don't think they've gone in a while. But, yeah, they used to go all the time.
You can get a season ticket starting at $70 for a season, all the way up to $602. But for $70, it's not the best seat, but you can get a seat, a season ticket for $70.
I love the Muni. It's cool. It's
single
a cool
tickets,
place.
It's still a very reasonable place. $14 to $90 for single tickets. So there you go.
And free parking.
Yes. There's your lineup. For the 2016 season, the Great Municipal Opera. And the most romantic date, one of the most romantic dates I ever had, I was 18, was when I took a girl. She lived in Belleville, and we drove to Forest Park, parked the car, and I pushed her on a swing set in Forest Park near the Muni Opera.
Does the Muni
chicks love that?
Oh, man. Does the Wizard of Oz? Does it start in June? Is that when it starts?
The Wizard of Oz June 13th to the 22nd.
Oh, cool!
Yeah,
I'll be there.
Now pushed her on a swing. It was like something out of a movie. Oh man, she fell in love that night with me. She did. First date. I swept her right off her feet, and it was one of those perfect summer nights. And there's a swing set somewhere in Forest Park.
Is that the one you ruined by walking out on her dad?
That's her. That's the same one. Same one. So I'll never be back. I just that's the one. American Equity Mortgage. Yeah, I know. I was cold. Once I knew I had it, I knew I could sweep chicks, I abused that power.
Ugh.
And I feel bad about it now. American Equity Mortgage. 23 years and counting they've been with us, the longest-running advertiser we have. Here's a company that knows how to do it right, not just advertising. They know how to take care of you and do it right, whether you need a mortgage to get in that house that you want, your dream house, or you're in that house. Maybe it's not even your dream house, but you're in a house, which means you're a homeowner, which means you got some equity, and that means you have borrowing power. You have the power that other people don't have when it comes to borrowing money. These mortgage rates are still so low, most even financial experts can't believe they've stayed low this long. While they're low, take advantage of it and borrow money the smart way. Use the equity in your house to borrow for something, one of the smartest things you can do is pay off those credit cards and stop making minimum payments, or something that has come along and you need money and you don't have it. This is a smart way to borrow it. Maybe it's a wedding. Maybe it's some tuition. Maybe it's a hospital expense that wasn't covered by insurance, and you need to get it taken care of. My goodness, the lower the interest rate, the smarter the loan. That's what they'll help you with at American Equity Mortgage. 314-878-9999 or AmericanEquity.com.
Let's get another look at traffic with Tim Weiland.
Boy, it's been a rough ride for eastbound 70 drivers. We've got another crash now. It is on eastbound 70 before 370, blocking the right lane. Got a good little backup behind that. Now, if you're traveling on westbound 70, things are going to be heavy from about Union out through Jennings Station Road. We're also a little heavy from 170 past the airport through Cypress. We have southbound 270 stop and go from Dorset down through Doherty Ferry. Some slow pockets from that point all the way through Highway 55. Southbound 55, since they've cleared that accident, you have slow stop and go traffic from just south of the Poplar Street Bridge to about Arsenal, and then things, just little pockets of slow areas now all the way through South County. And then on westbound 40, things are jamming up from Compton out through McCausland. This traffic report brought to you by Staples. They have everything your business needs at great prices every day, plus free shipping and up to 5% back when you sign up for Staples Rewards. Get more for less at Staples. Make more happen. I'm Tim Weiland from the Big 550 KTRS Traffic Center.
Live and local.
And local.
The Big 550 KTRS.
Depend on it.
Jay Randolph for my good friends at Broadway Ford Truck Sales, your Ford business preferred network dealer for the full line of commercial vehicles, pickups, vans, and SUVs. Don't miss their SUV season sign and go commercial van event with custom financing and leasing options. Broadway has a dedicated, experienced service and parts department. They're located at 1506 South 7th Street in the Soulard Market area. Call 314-412-9140 or go online at BroadwayTruck.com.
Don't fight the crowds on Black Friday looking for jewelry. Save time and money by shopping on Small Business Saturday at Paramount Jewelers. Paramount Jewelers has a huge selection of diamonds and colored gemstones for your sweetheart. Online at ParamountJewelers.com.
At Buffalo Wild Wings, try their Buffalo Mac and Cheese with the flavors you love. Crispy Buffalo Chicken and Mac made with rich creamy cheddar cheese. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
The rules for claiming your Social Security benefits? They were just turned upside down. Discover what the new changes could mean to you on America's Wealth Management Show. Listen this Saturday afternoon at 1, right here on 550 KTRS.
Downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Cleveland segment, starring Bill Cleveland, along with Bruce Limprist and the All-Boy Orchestra, brought to you by Laclede Cab. Your AM and the PM cab company, you don't want a cab, you want a Laclede Cab. And there's an app that makes it easy to get one. It's called STL Taxi. It's free. Please download it. You'll be glad you did. And now, here's Bill Cleveland.
Hey, everyone. Hey, happy Monday.
Hello, Bill. Good. How are you?
I'm doing all right. Well, in California, a crook has been arrested after a selfie he took was found on a phone that he allegedly had stolen. And just to prove cops have a pretty good sense of humor, he was allowed to take his own mugshot. I thought that was interesting.
Well, it's only right.
Oh, yeah.
And a new poll of New Jersey voters finds the majority of voters there say they can't see themselves supporting Governor Chris Christie. See, the trick to supporting Christie is you got to lift with your legs and not your back.
I knew it. I knew he'd do that.
And a federal judge has set a date for Bill Cosby to be deposed in a defamation lawsuit. And if we know Cosby, there probably won't be a second date.
Oh, good one.
And finally, study finds that if given a choice, most Americans would not want to live to the age of 120.
I'm with them.
Yeah. People don't want to live to be 120, except for one group. People who are 119.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Once you get to that point, why not?
And Gus is not far behind.
No, she's not.
The Bill Cleveland segment is brought to you this afternoon by Laclede Cab, the AM and the PM cab company, and from downtown St. Louis, I'm Bill Cleveland on the Big 550 KTRS.
All right, thank you, Bill. There he goes, Bill Cleveland. For those who don't know, Dan's Aunt Gus is what, 108 or 109?
109.
Oh, she's 109 already.
Yeah.
My goodness, that's unbelievable.
January 110. I'll double check on that. 109.